To think that this is an issue that is not deserving of reaction just demonstrates a lack of appreciation for how serious this is. It goes to the heart of who we are as women, what kind of rights and choices we have.
6:43, our friend Chuck Todd standing by at Chuck Todd, moderator and big kahuna at Meet the Press. Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Not too bad.
The Trump.
Just another crazy week.
The Trumpster is spinning faster than the Tasmanian devil. Remember how the Tasmanian devil would spin? You'd hear the whir. I could hear the whir from Wisconsin. So what happens, Chuck?
It was a pretty stunning thing to watch Trump on abortion, because he did something that that is remarkable. He somehow united the pro-life and pro-choice folks.
Exactly.
Into criticizing him. That's a pretty tough thing to do, is to get everybody on the same page on that issue.
He should run for magician.
But Trump did it. You know, I think what he showed, and we've talked about this before, he's winging it. He wings it on policy. He is a convert to conservative ideology. And he's sitting there, and you could watch as Matthews is asking him, okay, what do you do about punishment? And his head is spinning, and the wheels are turning, and Trump is buying time. And I think he gave the answer he thought was supposed to be the answer you gave.
And
this is not the first time that he's done this. And, you know, this is where, look, I've had conservatives tell me that their anger at Trump is that Trump is a Trump is performing a caricature of how a liberal would describe a conservative that they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he's taking sort of extreme positions of in the conservative movement, and he thinks he's going to impress conservatives, and it's totally insulting.
Well, and when you see those wheels spinning, and you see him trying to figure out under whatever's on top of his head what he's going to say next. I mean, it's not a game show. It's not a game show. You're running for the presidency. And I got to give Anderson Cooper credit the other night, because on the town hall, he called him out and said, that's the argument of a five-year-old. And, Chuck, you've done it on Meet the Press 1,000 times. So the question is, he does this, which seems to be the ultimate insult to more than half the population in the way he handled it. Does he go up 20 points again? Because that seems to be what normally happens.
Well, that's the thing. You're right. That is what normally happens. But I tell you, you know, we have some polling out of Wisconsin. It'll be the first test of a truly shrunken field. And the theory has always been, you know, Trump can't grow, right? Trump's number is stuck. Well, if that's the case, then he will lose Wisconsin. And I think if he does lose Wisconsin, combined with sort of the mess that he made this week, remember, it wasn't just an abortion. Let's talk about nukes. You know, there've been a couple of other issues that he's created some problems this week. That I think it will then finally convince sort of Republicans, powers that be. Think Paul Ryan, think Ryan Spiever, to see, you know what? As painful as it is to stop Trump, that they will conclude this will be the week that they will conclude it's more painful to keep him.
Yeah, and it would be amazing that it would take this long to catch that, but I think yesterday, when he changed his position three times in 3 hours, on an absolute core conservative issue, there's no other answer.
There's none, and I think, look, it means, yes, they're risking, is it better to lose without him or lose with him? And I think they're going to conclude it's better to lose without him and to do what's necessary to pick whatever fight it takes, deal with whatever, you know, the consequences that they'll have to deal with him.
Chuck, who do you see the Republican, if that in fact happens, who do you see the Republican Party rallying around, especially if Trump loses Wisconsin? Does it bode better for Cruz or Kasich? Or neither?
I think it would go to the convention. I'd rather be Cruz, because the convention delegates are more in line with Cruz ideologically than they are with Kasich or Trump. And I think when you, the rank and file sort of Republican Party activist these days is not crazy about the John Kasich school of governing. I think the Kasich issue on health care is just too much for the folks that will be in on the floor of that convention in Cleveland. So if it comes to where the decision is, all right, if we're going to take this away from Trump, we got to keep it with a candidate who actually ran, then I'd rather be Cruz. If it gets a little, if they reject Cruz too, then I really think the only place they go is Paul Ryan.
And when was the last time a convention went to somebody that didn't enter a single primary?
Oh, not this century.
Yeah, it's been a wee while.
Not the modern era. Yeah, I mean, even though there was a contested Republican convention in some form in 52, in some form in 48, 44, all those guys did at least run in some primaries. Not since the primary system have we really done it this way.
And then Paul Ryan, here's a great question if you're Paul Ryan. If you're Paul Ryan, do you want to enter the fray at this point, or are you sucked in against your will?
No.
Because him running down the road after building some stature as Speaker, then maybe he's got a legit shot.
Well, no, I think if the Ryan scenario is only if it becomes a debacle in Cleveland. I think for now, they got to be careful to do it too. If it looks like they're going to stop Trump this aggressively now, I think they do risk a voter backlash. I think they got to play this out. But I do think that if Trump loses Wisconsin, momentum-wise, it's hard to envision how Trump gets the magic number. And then at that point, that's when, it's sometime in June or July. I don't think you do the Ryan thing until it looks like it's oh my God, we got to do something.
Right.
But you do it there.
Final four this weekend. Who you got?
I feel pretty good because actually I had two of the four.
You got two of the four. Did you win the Meet the Press pool?
No. My final game is still intact, but I did so poorly in the first round. But North Carolina, Oklahoma. I mean, in a few pools, I just pulled for Miami because what am I supposed to do? I would have been upset at myself if Miami had pulled the upset. But I have North Carolina over Oklahoma in the final.
The Meet the Press pool, of course, is for fun and just bragging rights.
Oh, no. It's like ours. It's like the Tribune pool. It's illegal gambling. So you got North Carolina to win it all.
I do. But the best player in the best player in the Final Four is on Oklahoma. And, you never know.
Here's the upset special. Syracuse. Syracuse gets by North Carolina, and they win it Monday night.
Great.
You know what? Here's the thing. This is the way Boeheim. Every time he has won a title, he's done it with a team that has no business being in the Final Four, so this fits that pattern.
And this takes it to a new Trump-type level. He had no business being in the event.
God love Bam. He is, you got to give him credit in the tournament. He could be. His best teams are usually out in the first or second round. It's always these teams that he somehow gets going.
Chuck, get over that cold, will you? And we'll see you Sunday.
You got it, bud.
Thanks, man. Steve. Chuck Todd, at Chuck Todd on social media, the moderator, host, and Big Kahuna at Meet the Press.